I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. The resettling of Syrian refugees in the United States has become a national debate. While many governors have tried to block Syrians from entering their states, Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin has pledged to continue to accept Syrian refugees. And as VPR's Annie Russell reports, students at South Burlington High School are volunteering to help refugees in North Syria get through the winter.
Lena Ganawi and Kieran Wakar are sending blankets overseas this winter in an effort to help refugees still within Syrian borders. Ganawi says the students wanted to give back and also combat some of the fear towards Muslims she's seen in national news headlines.
Showing that Muslims aren't actually part of this ISIS group and that we are actually trying to help.
Ganawi and Wakar are both first-generation immigrants to the U.S. whose parents settled in Vermont from Egypt and Pakistan. The students are working with an organization called New Day Syria, a New Hampshire-based group that focuses on humanitarian aid within Syria itself and in bordering areas. They say in addition to reaching out to individuals for fleece blanket donations that they've also contacted several Vermont companies. Their requests have garnered mostly positive responses, with one exception, Wakar explains.
We emailed this one company for like some blanket donations, a local Vermont company. And the email we got back was, it said Syrians should stay in Syria and that if you want to do a meaningful project, help the veterans. And then they said Merry Christmas to us. So we've seen that kind of fear and we know that people do feel a certain way.
But they say that email was an anomaly. After the recent terror attacks in Paris, Ganawi says she expected an anti-Muslim backlash from her peers. But that didn't happen.
I actually received more friends who came up to me and say, hey, I know this isn't part of your religion, you know, like we're here for you and we understand that you would never do such a thing. So I actually feel like Vermont is a great place.
Wakar agrees.
I'm really proud of Vermont.
And she says she hopes Americans, many of whom descended from immigrants, can put themselves in the shoes of Syrian refugees.
And I want people to understand, too, that, like, just because what they're seeing from, like, ISIL, which is, like, a group of people that, like, I don't identify with, I don't know anyone who identifies with, that if that was happening here, we'd want people to reach out to us.
And both students say that knowing Vermont is committed to accepting Syrian refugees here makes them proud to be Vermonters. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.